Remember the Partridge Family, the iconic 1970s singing TV family. Their manager, Reuben Kincaid, saw their potential, and his guidance allowed them to travel around in a converted bus making music. Well, that manager, Reuben Kincaid, was played by actor Dave Madden, and today we'll hear from a West Michigan man who saw the potential in a pair of shoes that once belonged to Dave Madden. It's quite a story, so bear with us here. Tom Pickle lives and works in the Grand Rapids area and is the creator, dare we say, curator of the website DaveMaddensBowlingShoes.com. I recently spoke with Tom Pickle and first asked him how in the world he came into possession of a pair of bowling shoes that once belonged to Dave Madden.
It started many years ago. I first came to know that they were in existence. A friend of mine who I've known for 30-some years now, Dell, told me one day that he had a pair of bowling shoes that used to belong to Dave Madden. I thought, oh, that's kind of interesting. Didn't really know how that might come into use in my future. But apparently, when Dave was on the Partridge Family back in the days, he came to Grand Rapids for a telethon or a fundraiser of some kind and met a woman here. And apparently that woman ended up moving out to California, and that was Dave's first wife. So Dell, at some point in his career, worked with that woman's father. So in other words, Dave Madden's father-in-law. Dave had been on some kind of show. I don't know if it was a celebrity bowling or bowling for dollars, one of those types of things they used to do. And part of that was they got a bowling ball and some shoes. And once Dave was done, he wasn't a bowler, so he found somebody to give them to. And apparently he ended up giving them to his father-in-law. So the shoes apparently didn't fit the father-in-law, and he brought them into work. And Dell was the only person that had the same size shoes as Dave Madden, so he was the lucky winner of Dave Madden's bowling shoes.
And you thought, Dave Madden's bowling shoes, this is a story waiting to be told, right?
I kept it in the back of my mind, yeah, again, not knowing how it might come into play at some point in my life, but it was many years later once the internet started being popular, and I thought, hey, let's make a website for Dave Madden's bowling shoes. Didn't really know what I was going to do with it, but I had the idea, and it sounded good to me.
Now, the website features a lot of pictures from the shoes' formative years and a lot of fabulous photos of the shoes visiting various vacation destinations. How did the shoes come to do so much traveling?
Well, at the time, my wife and I had just become empty nesters, so we had some extra time on our hand and wanted to do some traveling. And much to my wife's amusement, I said, let's take the shoes along, and I'll take pictures of them at the various spots. And, of course, whenever I did this, she tried to stay as far away from me as possible. But that's how that came about.
Tom Pickle of the Grand Rapids area is our guest. Years ago, Tom became the owner of Dave Madden's bowling shoes. Dave Madden, the late star of the Partridge Family. And Tom is the creator of the website, DaveMaddensBowlingShoes.com. The shoes have been all over Hell's Half Acre and photographed all over the place. When people saw you taking pictures of the shoes in Scotland and Atlanta and up north, what kind of looks did you get?
Most of the time, people kind of kept their distance. I think there was only one time, I think we were at the Sequoia National Park, and I was taking a shot of them near the entrance sign, and a woman walked up to me and said, why are you doing that? And for just such an occasion, I actually made up some business cards that said, Dave Madden, actor, comedian, bowler, and had a picture of Dave and the bowling shoes on and the website address. So I would hand those out, and I think that was the only time anybody ever asked me. I still got a box of them sitting somewhere.
Now the plot thickens here. At some point, you actually end up getting in touch with Dave Madden. How did he feel about your tribute to his bowling shoes?
Well, actually, I got in touch with Dave before I ever started the site. When I had the idea, I said, you know, I'm going to see if I can maybe get in touch with Dave just to make sure he's okay with it, and found a website online somewhere that had celebrity addresses, not email address, just physical addresses, if you wanted to write and ask for a signed photo, that type of thing, and found one that had an address for Dave, so I wrote to him and, you know, told him what I wanted to do, to explain the story of how they came to be, you know, what my friend had said, and put my phone numbers on there. I said, hey, you know, if you want to talk about it, here's my numbers. So came back to my desk here at work one day, and my voicemail light was flashing, and there was a message from Dave Madden on my work voicemail saying, yeah, give me a call, here's my number. And so I ended up calling him and talking about it, and he was thought it was a great idea. Well, I'm not sure if he thought it was a great idea. Probably thought it was a strange idea, but he was willing to go along with whatever I wanted to do.
Tom, you're not only away from your desk, you're away from your mind. This is Dave Madden calling from Miami. Give me a call and we'll sit around and talk about shoes, Tom. You're a madman, Tom.
And then you went to meet him, and I understand he was reunited with the shoes.
Actually, yeah. One of the trips, my wife and I were going to Florida, and we were going to be traveling over a good portion of the state. And so I had called him and said, hey, we're going to be in the Florida, you know, Miami area. He was living at the time. And, you know, could we meet up? And I could get a picture of you with the shoes. And he suggested we had have breakfast at the IHOP near his house. So we had breakfast with Dave and his wife at the IHOP, and then went back to his house and took some pictures of him around his pool with the shoes. And he gave me a lot of information, pictures, and things that I ended up using on the site.
Now, on the website, there's a photo gallery of Madden's roles over the years. He showed up in a ton of TV shows, as it turns out, some magazine excerpts, a link to his wife, Sandra Madden, who writes romance novels, information about his biography. He wrote a biography, Reuben on Rye. Where did you get all this stuff?
Most of that stuff came from Dave. I did collect some of it just on, you know, searching eBay for articles and things. Dave didn't think that anybody really cared about his career anymore when I first suggested putting some pictures of him and things on the website, because there really wasn't any kind of, he didn't have any kind of fan site or anything that he had created. And he always just said, oh, you know, nobody cares about this. And I kept trying to convince him. It was almost like I had to beg him to send me pictures to put. And I actually asked his wife to kind of prod him along. I said, you know, people do care about this. And I've gotten, if you've looked at the comments on the site, you know, people do remember Dave fondly. And so a lot of the things actually came from Dave. Obviously, the pictures of him as a young child, you know, aren't just out there. He sent me those. He sent me pictures that he had taken. In fact, he gave me, when I was there, a box of slides that he had taken on the set of the Partridge Family. And so most of the things on there came from Dave. Some I've just kind of watched the internet auction sites for and picked up myself.
Tom Pickle of Grand Rapids is our guest. Years ago, Tom became the owner of Dave Madden's bowling shoes. Dave Madden, the late star of the Partridge Family, and Tom is widely considered the curator of Dave Madden's bowling shoes. Madden died in January of last year, 2014, at the age of 82. Did you hear from his family at all?
Actually did not. Dave was kind of a real regular as far as sending out email jokes. Sometimes I'd get 7 or 8 emails from him every day, you know, along with however many else he was sending them to on his list. And there came a couple times when there would be like long periods where there would be nothing from him. And I would, you know, get a little concerned. And then he'd be back, said, oh, yeah, I was in the hospital. I had this done. And actually, the week that he passed away, I hadn't heard from him for a couple weeks. And I had actually sent him an email, you know, just saying, hey, hope things are okay. And then found out like a couple days later that he had passed. I actually been trying to get in touch with his wife to see if there is some things, you know, now that, you know, after some time has passed that, you know, maybe she's going through things and maybe she can give me some more things to add to the site to keep it going and keep it fresh.
Tom Pickle is the creator of the website DaveMaddensBowlingShoes.com. He is the owner of said shoes. Check it out. Tom, you have put the odd into odyssey, and the world is grateful. Many thanks.
Hello, world. Hear the song.